Hi, thank you for calling the Depot Provera helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Hi, Natalia. It's Ayanna Jakes, A-Y-A-N-A.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Miss Ayanna. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Yes. Okay, perfect. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. I'll be your intake specialist today. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Did you already get an attorney to help you with filing the claim?
No.
No. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any contracts or documents with a law firm for this matter?
Yes.
Okay. And was this for yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
For yourself. Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You were. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Was it a meningioma of the brain or the spine?
It was the brain tumor.
Of the brain. Okay. Did you receive treatment?
Yes.
Okay. And how were you diagnosed? Was it a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
It was both.
Okay. Can you tell me the name of the facility where you were diagnosed?
The facility I was diagnosed was Piedmont Fayetteville.
Piedmont. What was that?
Piedmont Fayetteville.
Fairview?
The hospital. Piedmont Fayette.
Okay, can you spell that for me?
It's F-A-Y-E-T-T-E.
Oh, Piedmont Fayette. Okay. And where was that located?
It's the address. 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
1255 Highway 54.
Mm-hmm.
I guess West Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214.
Fayetteville, Georgia. Okay. And do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
The doctor that diagnosed me was Dr. David did the surgery. Dr. Marlo Carter gave me the shot. And Dr. David Bengals.
No, what is the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yeah, Dr. David.
Dr. David? Okay, is that his first name or last name?
That's his first name. His last name is spelled B-E-N-G-L-I-S.
Okay. Dr. David Benglis?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And what was the doctor's specialty?
He did... My shots. I don't know. He was a
neurologist.
Yes.
Neurologist. Okay. All right. So I'll put that here. And then, have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
No. Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
Radiation and I had a surgery.
Was it craniotomy?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. You said it right. I can't even say it. It's so long.
Okay. Yeah, I know it's a difficult word sometimes. I mess up too.
Word,
right.
Yeah.
Craniotomy. Got it. Okay. And then what was the name of the
surgery.
What was the name of the doctor that did the surgery?
The name of the doctor that did the surgery. David. That was Dr. David. Dr. David did the surgery.
Dr.
Yeah,
David?
Dr. David did the surgery. Yeah, and Dr. Milo gave me the shot. That was the Dr. OBGYN.
Mm-hmm. Okay, give me 1 second. Let me just copy the address here. Okay, so you received the surgery at Piedmont Fayette?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And then what was the name of the doctor that gave you the Depo Provera?
Dr. Marlo Carter.
Can you spell that for me?
It's M-A-R-L-O. C-A-R-T-E-R.
Okay. Dr. Marlo Carter. And what was the name of the medical center or facility?
The facility, it was OBGYN. It was the OBGYN clinic.
Okay. I'm sorry, what was the name of the clinic?
OBGYN.
Where was it located?
1267 Highway 54, 3200 Fayetteville, Georgia.
Fayetteville.
30214.
Okay, so it was part of Piedmont of Fayetteville, the OBGYN
yes.
Center. Okay. All right, so I'll just yes. copy that here. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, that's what the sign says on the outside, OBGYN.
OBGYN, okay. Okay, and when were you diagnosed with the meningioma? What was the date of diagnosis?
It was around August the 10th. Yeah, it was almost a whole week. Yeah, 7 days. Yeah, it was August the 10th.
Uh huh.
2020.
Oh, 2020. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
12/16/1985.
12/16/16.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, 1985. Thank you for that. And do you know anyone else that was injured by the Depo Provera?
No.
No, okay.
Not
and,
like how I was. I can't even have 2 years.
Oh, okay. All right. And did you use the Depo Provera, the brand name of the injectable contraceptive, or was it the generic form?
No, the brand name.
The brand name. Okay. Did you use it for at least 1 year minimum, meaning you took 4 injections in 1 year? Was it once every 3 months?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And when did you start taking it? What year?
I started taking it around March 2006.
March of 2006. Okay. And when did you stop taking it?
Not 2006. It was 2016. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Thank you for that. So March of 2016,
yeah.
Okay. And when did you stop
yes,
using
ma'am.
It?
Around August 2020.
August of 2020, okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a woman.
Okay, female. And I have your first and last name. Can you spell your first name?
It's A-Y-A-N-A.
Okay, spell your last name.
J-A-K-E-A.
Okay, and then can you confirm your phone number for me?
678-570-6248.
Okay, and then what is your email?
It's yabilly87@yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you. And then what is your current mailing address?
1120 Venetian Lane. Hampton, Georgia, 30228.
Okay, can you spell the street name for me?
It's Venetian.
Okay, so 1120 Cynthian Drive?
No, Venetian with a V.
Oh,
for
V.
Victor.
Oh, thank you. Okay, Venetian Lane?
Yes.
Okay, and then what was the city?
Hampton,
Georgia. Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. Thank you. And is there a unit number, suite number, anything like that?
No.
No. Okay. And was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor or a medical staff or by yourself?
No, it was the doctor.
The doctor. Okay. How many times were you injected with Depo Provera?
Was it once every 3 months?
Once every 3 months? Okay. It was for... Once every 3 months. Was it consistent for about 4 years?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Let me put that here. Okay. Give me 1 second. Okay, and do you remember the name of the... Oh, I'm sorry. Can you tell me the doctor that gave you the Depo Provera?
Marlo Carter. Dr. Carter.
Dr. Marlo Carter. Okay. Okay, and then let's see. Oh, you did give me the name of the facility. It was Piedmont Fayetteville, correct?
Mm-hmm. Fayette.
Okay. Fayette, yeah. In Fayetteville, Georgia. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize. Some of the questions are repetitive. They just want the information in a few different places. So just give me 1 second. I'm just going to copy it here. Okay. And then we're almost done. Just a few more questions here. Okay, and were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
I was.
You were. Okay, do you remember the dates that you were hospitalized?
It was probably about 7 to 8 days.
7 to 8 days, okay.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Do you remember what was the date where you got admitted to the hospital?
It was around August. I was in my head. It was around August.
August 12th?
Yeah, August 12th.
August 12th to August 19th? For 7 days?
Yeah, because it was like 7 or 8 days. August 12th, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Okay, thank you. So I'll just put that here. August 12th to August 19th for about 7 days. And do you have a copy of the medical records that you can provide to the attorneys, either through mail or electronic or both?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Would you be able to provide it through mail or electronic or both? Which one?
Both.
Both. Okay, perfect. And then the last thing we need from you is we request an emergency contact number just in case something happens. So if you become unresponsive for an extended period of time, this will prevent any disruptions in the case. So for that, would you like to provide someone that lives with you or lives separate?
Live separate.
Live separate. Okay. And what is their relationship to you?
It's my cousin.
your cousin. Okay. And what is the phone number?
706.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait a minute. That's a white line. Wait. That's a white line. Let me wait.
Okay.
Let me do her main line.
You can put me on speaker if you need to, if you look. Need to look for it.
She has like four different phones.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Yeah, this is her main line. Okay, so 470-917-7451.
Okay, and what is her first and last name?
Denisha Carter.
Can you spell that for me?
D-E-N-I-S-H
mm-hmm.
Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R.
Okay. I have Denish, D-E-N-I-S-H.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Denish Carter. That's your cousin. Alrighty. So that's it for the questionnaire here. And it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements to participate. So I'm going to go ahead and submit it. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to send you an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case. Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty. And then for the legal document, can you verify your social?
248-6555555.
Okay. The last four is 5555?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let me go ahead and draft that document for the attorneys. And then it's also a medical release form that gives them permission to dig through your records for the case. Have you done a DocuSign before?
No. Do you send it in a PDF?
Yes, so it's similar to a PDF. It's just called a DocuSign. So it'll ask you for electronic signature and all and electronic initials. You just tap on it. It makes it really quickly. But I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions. So you can put me on speaker if you haven't already. I'll go through it with you. So I'm going to send it to your email. And they're also going to send you a text message with a link to open it up. It's the same thing, whichever one's easier for you to open. All right, so let me just make sure I spelled everything correctly. Okay, I just sent it over.
Okay, it says review document.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. You can go ahead and open it up. And then you just follow the prompts. It'll ask you for permission to use electronic documents. You can click yes or check the box, whichever one is there. And then you just start, click start signing or continue, one of those. Okay, and then while you go through that, I'm going to look for the information for the attorney so that I can send that to you. Okay, it looks like I just got the notification. Were you able to sign everything okay?
I think so.
Yep. Okay, perfect. And you'll also get a copy of everything for your records. They'll send you another email. Now, Ms. Ayana, the next thing you can expect is wait about 5 business days for the attorneys to receive the information. Then they will call you back. They'll do a case verification call, and they'll let you know what the next steps are, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, perfect. That's it for this call today. I'm going to send you another text message with my direct desk line and the phone number for the attorney so that you can save it, okay?
Okay.
All righty. And if you have any
other... email or text it.
I'm going to text it right now, yeah. And then if you do have any other questions or concerns, you can call me back or you can send me a text, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Thank you, ma'am. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.